Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Lynette. Today I'm going to talk to you about violence. It came to my mind because I had a very scary experience the other night. I was just sitting in my home, and these two men came up to the door and kicked it so hard for a while that I thought either my air conditioner tipped over or that we were having an earthquake. I mean, it was like unbelievable. So after the noise stopped, I looked at my Ring doorbell and it was two men. And apparently they pointed out our house. I don't know why. To my knowledge, I don't have any enemies, but you never know. Anyway, but it was very upsetting. Night after night, I couldn't sleep because I was waiting for that noise to start again. I know some of you have been through a lot worse. However, I started thinking about what would make people do that to scare someone or disrupt their life, disrupt their peace, disrupt everything for their own personal gain or the violence to hurt another human being. I really had to start thinking about this. I really can't say I know what the answer is because I can't get into the criminal mind. But I think it all starts with how we're treated by others. And I have mentioned before that in our own way, us as individuals, we have a chance to maybe smile more, give a compliment to someone more. We can do our part in making people a bit happier, a bit more connected. Because sadly, I think sometimes people feel so disconnected, so disrespected, that they do certain things for survival, or they feel they're entitled to it. Speaking of entitlement, it seems when there's a crime done by an individual that maybe isn't a violent crime, maybe isn't a physical crime, but a mental crime, it usually comes from a place of entitlement. But I do believe that us as individuals can start to make this place called life a little happier, a little healthier, just by us doing our part, by treating every individual that we come across just a little bit better. Because a lot of these problems stem from mental illness as well. And maybe if you could talk to someone and find out if there's something that bothers them or if there's something you can do for them. I think we all have a little bit of time to give to each other. So as I said, I don't know what's in the minds of these people that think it's okay to abuse other people physically, emotionally, mentally, take away from their security. But aside from all that, I do know that each one of us has the ability to make this world a little happier, a little safer. And I think that resonates down to each person acting a little better, respecting each other a little more. Have you ever noticed that when somebody treats you with respect, with a true smile that they're happy to see you, that you would like them just a little more and you would never do anything in the world to hurt them? I think we can do that just by how we present ourselves. This podcast is about health and happiness, but I think a big part of it is making other people happy as well. Whether they're strangers or family members or friends, it doesn't matter. We need to be there for each other. I'm going to share with you a little story. There was a child who was really acting up. My first instinct was to get angry and discipline them. But instead, I went over and gave them a hug. and they calmed right down. And then they never acted up again that day. So that's just an example of the difference that a little bit of love shown to somebody can make. So I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about what makes people violent and the violent things that they can do. But I would rather talk about what we can do to defuse these people to where it never gets to that point where they want to be violent, where it never escalates. You know, I was at Starbucks a while back, and there was a lady there who, she didn't present herself as if she had a lot of friends. I could see it was obvious that she had a lot of problems. And to this day, I think, why didn't I ask her to sit at my table? Maybe she could have had a friend for the day. Maybe she could have sat down and talked to me. It might have made a huge difference in that lady's life. For sure, it would have made a difference in the rest of her day. I think we have a responsibility to each other, to treat each other with dignity and respect. I do believe all this starts from when you're young. I think if you aren't taught how to treat people when you're young, oftentimes it can carry over into adulthood. So I'm excited to know that we can make a difference, starting with our own home, our own household, to our own city, our own country, and hopefully it will extend out to the world. And one by one, when we learn how to treat each other, and it's starting with adulthood, and I think we have a responsibility as adults, as parents, to teach our children how to treat other people. Something as minor as a sports game. When the parents act up and start ranting and raving at a minor league game, it's setting an example of precedence for the children to see that that behavior is okay. And no behavior other than kindness, respect, anything short of that is not okay. And it all starts with each and every one of us. A lot of earlier episodes were about how to better ourselves, how to make our own personal lives happier. But I think a big part of doing that is to also help to make another person's life a little healthier, a little happier. Part of that is when you learn to love yourself and treat yourself with respect, then I don't think it's possible to treat anybody else with anything but love and respect as well. And I do believe for those that maybe don't have the same opportunities as some people, or that were raised in an environment where it was survival, I think it goes a long way in showing each other that we care and being there for each other and making each other happy. And the biggest reward is if the environment around you is happy, then it comes back to you. So your life is happier as well. It's almost like when you plant flowers in the garden. It's hard work. You go out there, you get a little bit dirty, you get tired. But then when you see the reward of it, when they start to bloom and it's so beautiful, it makes you so happy and feel so good. So your hard work and labor paid off. It wasn't anything in you, but it was something that you did. So let's all learn to be a little kinder to each other and a little more generous with our compliments, a little more generous with our kindness, a little more generous with our smiles, and see what happens. Start with the people around you. Start with your home, with your work, with your friends, and see what happens. With that being said, I want to wish you a very happy, good week. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.